Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here, it is Friday night, and so I got to take Friday night after work. You get out of work on Friday today at whatever time, and, you know, that might be the first thing you want. If you're the disciplined type and you can wait until Friday to drink a beer, then it's even better, isn't it? So Friday after work, a.k.a. right now, is for you out there maybe the best time to have a beer around 6. Then this is really an homage to Joe for his Epcot pick, because I didn't think of it, which he sort of anticipated, but now I just have to say it. I have to go here. The best Disney beer isn't at Epcot if you have little kids, especially. Maybe anyway. The best Disney beer is at Liberty Square. Not Liberty Square. Oh, I wrote it wrong. Liberty Square is where they have the turkey legs. It's the... Oh, what's the name of it? I'll find out.
Magic Kingdom.
It's at Magic Kingdom.
You're doing great.
I know. Like I put it in my head that it was Liberty Square, but it's not. We talked to Eric Wood about it once, because Eric Wood was getting into Disney, or he was going to Disney all the time, and like, can I have a beer there? Like, yes, this is the spot. You go in through the main entrance, you know, like through that tunnel toward the castle, but then to your left, and there's a lunch place there that has two or three different beers, like Patriot themed, right? Like American history themed, Revolutionary War themed beers. And that is a great beer because your kids are driving you nuts. It's getting fast passes. It's waiting in line. It's cotton candy. It's super big crowds. It's a nightmare. Epcot is a dream. As for an adult, by comparison, Epcot is a dream. There's no rides, really, over in the other section anyway. No rides. You're just walking around. That's what you're doing, is drinking or eating. Magic Kingdom. Oh, I guess it's only a 70-minute wait for the mine train. You need that spot, and that's my pick.
Could they serve beer in line at Disney? That would change everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, where's the drink cart when you're in line for an hour?
The drink cart.
Right?
I'll find the name of the place. Doesn't really matter, but
People are texting it. Is it Tony's Town Square?
Yeah, yes. Thank you. That's probably right. The Magic Kingdom beer is the best Disney beer. All right. Ethan, how about one more? Got it in you?
I think I can do it. I'm going to go with the someone buys you a beer.
The free beer.
The free beer.
Yeah, because when does that ever suck? Never. It never sucks. I think we're a craft brewery, and I think people think that all I ever drink is pinkies out, cups up, craft precious beer. I mean, I definitely do a lot, but I will never refuse a beer that somebody buys me, no matter what it is. I don't care. You buy me a Busch Light, I will drink that. It doesn't matter. I think when somebody buys you a beer, you have to say thank you and drink that beer.
Do you feel the, not pressure, that's not the right word, but like this responsibility to reciprocate? Like I always do feel that, but sometimes I feel like you cheapen the offering by like just like I'm giving it right back. I'm buying you one right back.
Right. I see your point. Yeah, I feel both ways. I mean, of course, you feel like, well, you know, I want to buy you a beer because that was cool of you. You know, in Britain, in Ireland, I lived in Ireland for a little while, and like they drink in rounds. So you go out with your mates, and everybody buys everybody a beer. And when you cycle through that, well, everybody's doing all right at that point.
Yeah.
Things maybe dissolve at that. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, at least everybody has the opportunity to buy everybody a beer to get going.
If it's someone you don't know, if it's someone you don't know, then I want to give it right back. If it's someone I do know, I want to buy them a beer the next time we go out.
Sure.
Because, you know, that way they can have their moment.
And, I mean, beer is for sharing. And that's how it creates community and, like, you know, friendships and things that really are deep and matter. So, yeah, buy someone a beer.
Well done. Ethan Cox from Community Beer Works. We'll take a break and finish up the best time to have a beer draft. Real quick, Joe, Montreal-Pittsburgh, no score after two periods. And very low shot total, 13-11 through two periods of that game. So the Canadiens... can't eliminate the Penguins. If they win, they are scoreless through 40 minutes. Tonight, Edmonton, Chicago, Toronto needing to stay alive against Columbus. Same with Edmonton. And Vancouver has the lead against Minnesota. 10:45 scheduled start there. More of the best time to have a beer draft after this. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Getting late in the best time to have a beer draft. I don't know if I want Tony's Town Square or the Liberty Tree Tavern, one of them, for Magic Kingdom, but I don't know which one it is. They both have, I'm on both menus now, they both have beer. Maybe it used to be tougher to find one there, but that whatever you want that to be will be my seventh round pick. Ethan Cox just went in the seventh round after me and picked the beer that your friend buys for you. Once they buy a beer for you, even if they weren't your friend, now they're your friend. They have just become your friend.
Yep.
Let's see if we can get through six more picks. Blackhawks Oilers move to 7-0-1, Joe says, by the way.
Yeah, 7-0-1.
Plan accordingly.
Like, okay.
Not 7.
Yeah, right. Or 7-0-5, 7-0-1. So I'm up?
You are up.
I cannot believe that this beer lasted this far into this thing. It's not everything's, you know, I'm not arguing with picks that were made, but it's much an oversight of my own. As I think the group. Grilling beer. I'm grilling.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why I didn't take it.
I think there are times when if I've had, say, a long night the night before, that my wife will suggest, well, do you want to grill something tonight? And I'll be like, no. Because I don't want to have any beer. And I know that I am incapable of turning on the grill and not drinking a beer.
I did.
There's that kind of connectivity to me between those two things that I just have to have a beer if I am firing up the grill. So grilling beer.
I didn't pick it because I'm too preoccupied with the steps. And while it's the same reason I didn't pick the fantasy draft. It's because I'm concentrating too much on the grilling and the fantasy draft. So I don't really enjoy the beer. I want to be on the boat, and somebody else is driving the boat.
Right, right. Yeah, I understand.
Mine are all leisure. Okay. Grilling beer. Joe, you're up for two.
I'm going to go with the roadie. Still on the board. You going on a road trip somewhere? You know, it doesn't have to be super far. It could be, you know, an hour or two away.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got someone else driving and you're in the back seat and you're hanging out, the roadie.
Is that legal?
No.
No.
I don't think it is, right?
It's not.
Okay. That's not going to stop you. That's not going to stop you, at least in terms of drafting.
Is it? It's eligible to be drafted, I think.
What if it's a minivan?
Yeah, what if it's a limo?
Oh, limo.
There you go.
A limo beer.
Anything goes in a limo.
Yeah, beer. Limo beer, Ethan.
100%.
And then is this my last pick? This would be my last pick.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Uber is 2 minutes away beer.
Oh, pound it.
You're got friends together. You're going out on the town. and you've got someone ordered the Uber or the Lyft or whatever, and you're watching that clock, how far away it is, and it's 3 minutes away. You're like, all right, everybody, one more. We could do it. It's rushed. It's rushed. You got to crush it, but it's coming. There's some pressure.
That's part of the fun.
It's part of the fun.
Like it.
The Uber is 2 minutes away, beer.
The Uber. Okay. Bulldog, you're up. Last pick.
All right. This is very specific to my life, our lives here. But I'm just going to do it anyway because the beers I've had after this has happened two times in my life have been absolutely delicious. With my last pick, I'm going to take my kid just got drafted by your team name here beer.
Post kid drafted.
I've had that twice. We're lucky enough to have that happen twice now, and I don't know, knock on wood, hopefully it happens another time, but awesome.
I like it. Ethan, one more?
I got it.
Let's hear it.
It's related to things we touched on, but it's the lawn sports beer.
Lawn sports.
It could be cornhole, could be bocce, could be jarts. I don't know if anybody plays jarts, but it's great sport for drinking.
This is the illegal round.
Right. I mean, golf beer kind of gets at it, but I'm thinking all lawn sports, and especially more like backyard lawn sports or, you know, brewery patio lawn sports or those kinds. The lawn sport beer.
Very good.
It's got to be a sport that you can do one-handed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, good point. One more, Mr. Irrelevant. I've been tough on my wife and family in this draft. I drafted when they leave the house, and then I drafted Tony's Town Square and Magic Kingdom because it's a nightmare. They're really great kids, and it's a great family. I love being around them. I feel I've been pretty hard on her and them. For the last pick of the draft, it's any night of the week. It's like 10:20. You and your wife have just watched Top Chef Season 5, Episode 6. And you know, as this show is ending, that's it. We're tired, and it's bedtime, and we're old. But once in a while, she will say, "Do you want to split a beer?" That's my pick. The beer you split with your wife at bedtime. Bedtime beer, Joe. Write that down. Bedtime bride beer. Wow. Bride beer.
Bride beer.
Sometimes great things happen because of that bedtime beer.
Sometimes great things happen on Top Chef.
Wow. Well, you'd know I wouldn't. All
right. Great show. That's our favorite show. Ethan, what a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. Good job.
Cheers. It was a pleasure as well.
Do you want to? You want followers?
Sure. We're out there on Facebook. We're out there on Twitter. At Community Beer. We're all over the place, and we're at also Wegmans, Tops, all that stuff.
Well, hopefully we can get you some followers.
It. Yeah.
Thanks again.
Cheers.
All right, man.
All right, here comes some sports. The latest on the Bills, the Tre'Davious White. I don't want to say aftermath. He's playing. But the whole situation, the cap room and everything, we'll talk with Sal about that and also get you an encore from this week. Sam Monson was really good yesterday, just as we learned that Trey White was playing. A lot of good details and insight on the Bills secondary. So a football hour in front of us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.